Welcome to this first edition of the Solar Sharks podcast. We're bringing you all the news and interviews from inside the Shark Tank, your league and cup champions of 2012-13, the Magnox Solway Sharks. And in this first edition, we speak with Solway coach Martin Grubb as he looks ahead to the new season. In the news this week, Sharks have confirmed the signing of defenceman Fraser Goldie. Played two seasons ago in the ENL2 Invincibles. Spent last season in the Elite League with the Edinburgh Capitals and now returning to Dumfries to play for the Solway Sharks. Also confirmed a home and away pre-season game with the Whitley Warriors on the 31st of August and 1st of September. That's Saturday the 31st at the Shark Tank, 7 o'clock face-off, and then the return the following evening at Hillheads. Obviously Simon Leach, former assistant coach with Martin Grubb at Solway, and returning to Whitley Bay this season after a season at Billingham. Also, the Solway Sharks confirming their admission prices for the 2013-14 season, and the single game tickets have been held at last season's prices. Adults £7.50, concessions £5, and a family ticket, fantastic value, two adults and all the kids for just £15. Season tickets also on sale, and a great deal for the season tickets. The season ticket, all home league and cup games at the Shark Tank, featuring the Solway Sharks, but also entry to all of the games this season in the under 18 and under 20 world championships taking place at the Ice Bowl. Under 20s in December and the under 18s in March. Season ticket prices, adults £110, concessions £70, and a family season ticket, again, two adults and all the kids, just £220. Details from the Solway Sharks website at solwaysharks.co.uk, and you can send an email there to reserve your season ticket. The season itself gets underway on the 7th of September, fixtures to be confirmed in the coming days. There was a fixture meeting on Saturday the 10th, league fixtures and a cup competition as well. That'll all be confirmed in the coming days. Details, as always, on solwaysharks.co.uk, and we should be talking about it on the next edition of the podcast. So we come to our feature interview with the Solway Sharks head coach Martin Grubb, and we began by talking about the recent addition to the Sharks lineup, and he must have been delighted to have Fraser Goldie back in the Shark Tank.
Yeah, definitely. I think we lost a couple of defencemen over the course of the summer, and we needed to strengthen that area. So, been speaking to Fraser for a little while, and I knew that he was potentially looking to move. And due to work commitments and hockey commitments, this was a good place for him to play. So, we're really happy to get him back. I think it adds a lot to our defensive unit, and it certainly again raises the quality of player both here and within the league. So. Yeah, we're really happy to have him back with us.
You've certainly started building from the back, and the biggest capture could be getting Juraj Senko to come back.
Yeah, I mean, since we brought Juraj right here, I've spoken with him, I've helped him when he had a little bit of mishap with Slough, helped him go into Edinburgh, and then obviously finished the season in Elford again last year. And Juraj's a player that I've always liked since he's been here. He's good defensively, but he's really good offensively. His English was good, he's really good in the dressing room, and with Juraj, and then Fraser has played with Juraj, and gives us a good base. We've still got Alan Crane and James Wallace back as well, so our core of four defensemen are looking good, and we're still in the market for maybe one or two tough to score against again.
And the recruitment as a whole, obviously there have been some departures from the Shark Tank, and you've got some new faces to come in to replace the likes of Reynolds and Salem and the guys who lost on defence, Phillips and Connolly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was always going to happen. With the year that we had last year, we knew we'd be looking to try and move guys to a higher level, and we're speaking to Adam, we knew that for family and personal reasons that potentially we'd be playing closer to home, so we've had to plan for that, and we've got still a few faces to announce, and we've got a few options for that. So now we're really looking at who's going to be for what we need to sign, and hopefully in the next two or three days we'll be able to announce a couple of nice signings, and maybe there'll be a bit of surprise for people.
And at the back, I know we're both big fans of Gary Russell. How important was it to get Gary Russell back in whatever capacity he could?
Yeah, well, we knew that obviously at the end of the season the playoffs was a bit disappointing for us, and we couldn't compete as well as we wanted to, and I think Gary Russell was a huge part of that. So we knew that we really wanted them to come back, and obviously his police commitments, so we're going to limit him a little bit, but he was desperate to come back, we were desperate to bring him back, and it was a good fit. We knew we'd need to plan for the spaces where Gary potentially wasn't available, so I think we've done that. We're bringing in Mark McGill, who obviously has that elite experience with Dundee, so I think our goaltending duo there are really strong, and we've still got a couple of young goalies that we can push on as well.
And from the Sharks' perspective, obviously coming in as defending league and cup champions, you'll know you're kind of the team to beat. So how do you sort of plan for that?
Well, I think what we've tried to do is we've sat back a little bit and evaluated what we have, what the rest of the teams in the league have been doing. I think Simon's building a solid team in Whitley Bay, and they'll be contenders. I think Sutton were obviously quick off the mark, and they seem to have strengthened, and bringing their input in, I'm sure it'll help them. And then obviously in recent weeks, the Stars have again started to build a strong roster, and bringing guys like Flav back, and then Andy Munro coming into the league has raised the standards again. So we've kind of sat back, we've looked at, we brought a couple of guys back early, and we've looked at what we need to do. And I think we have to set our stall at the same as we did last year, and obviously go out to try and win every game. We know we're going to be have a bit of target on our back for being that defending league and cup champions, but we won't really prepare week on week any differently. We'll still be working hard, trying to improve week on week and game on game, and hopefully we'll have enough in our roster to be able to see that through and hopefully defend our titles.
And it's you've already alluded to it there, it's something we've talked about, particularly last season, the National League's taken another step up in standard, and again this summer as well, like you say, the mention of Sutton have kind of improved, Billingham look to improve, Whitley are back on the map, Blackburn obviously defending playoff champions, it's another step forward again for the National League.
Definitely, I think like you said, we spoke about this last year, and I don't think that the league itself was getting enough credit for the quality of player and even coaching that we had in there. I think that some of the teams so far have certainly raised the bar, and hopefully we've turned a few heads both down south and just in the hockey world in general. And I think potentially myself and Simon's appointment in the Great Britain programme also shows that coaching at this level is of a good standard. So I think people have got the first spectator point of view. I'd like to think everybody can put a little more bums on seats. The games are going to be tight and competitive. And if we can keep raising the standard week on week and season on season, then people are not going to be disappointed.
And talking about the games coming very shortly, obviously for Solway, pre-season starts just over 2 weeks. Bristol first up to the Shark Tank. What do you know about the Bristol Pit Bulls?
I've done a little bit of research on Bristol, and they've put together a competitive team in Division 2 in the South, and they're a developing team, I would say, that are really well run. They've got a good set-up, and Richie Hargreaves, their coach, is putting together again another good team. And you know, it was one of them that they contacted us. We've got a little bit of partnership going now where they were hungry to play us. We needed to get a different opposition, to be honest. And so we think it'll be good for us. It'll get our legs going. The boys have started training this week. So we're going to use it for exactly as it's a pre-season game that will get us to look at our combinations and our systems and various other things. Then we'll move on to the Whitley games. We're probably a bit more competitive, and hopefully then the league season will start the week after that.
And it's not just obviously a big season for Solway Sharks, but the Ice Bowl as well. Obviously, there's a lot of work gone into the Ice Bowl over the summer. How's the Shark Tank looking?
It's looking really good, to be honest. I think everybody that's came in has commented on how good it's looking. The boards and the new glass are looking really good. The guys in the facility have done a great job in getting the ice prepared, and the logos for both ourselves and the Sharks and the IHF logos are in there. So I'd like to think everybody that comes to the door will be impressed with the renovations that have taken place. And as you say, it's a huge year for us. It's credit to everybody that's worked together to make this happen, for both the facility and Ice Hockey UK. And hopefully it'll be an exciting one and a successful one.
It's December's the under-20s, and then March the under-18s, and quickly on that, obviously congratulations on Oda moving up from assistant to head coach of the under-18s, obviously, and working with Simon Leach as well, so it must be excited at the prospect of that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was an honour last year even just to be involved as assistant coach to Mark Beggs, but when Opinion came to step up, it was something that I was delighted to accept and really, really excited to accept, and given the opportunity to work with an assistant coach like Simon again, and hopefully have John Kinnison back with us, it's going to be great, and it's even more exciting, and the fact that it's in Dumfries for me, obviously the home rink, maybe puts a little bit of pressure on, and would love to be successful and hopefully get a medal within the championships in this rank. But I think it's exciting times. It's good to develop these young players, and hopefully we'll see them pushing through to the 20s, and we'll do well in the 20s in December as well. And I really just hope that the British hockey fans come out and support the GB teams, since it's in their own country.
Well, it's a great season to look forward to. It all starts in a couple of weeks' time with Bristol. Then he mentioned the Whitley home and away, and then the league season, the 7th and 8th of September. It's going to be a good one. Thanks for your time, Martin. We'll speak to you very soon.
No problem. Thank you very much, Greg.
Thanks to Martin Grubb there for his time looking ahead to the new season for the Solway Sharks. That's it for this first edition of the Solway Sharks podcast. Just to remind you, first pre-season game is Saturday the 24th of August against the Bristol Pit Bulls. Brand new opponent for Solway. Bristol coming up on a northern tour for their pre-season. Dumfries on Saturday, and on the way home they're playing the Deeside Dragons, so a Dumfries Deeside doubleheader. But that's Saturday the 24th of August at the Shark Tank, 7 o'clock. Saturday the 31st, Whitley Warriors, that's the second pre-season game for the Sharks. And then the season itself, Saturday, 7th of September, 7 o'clock at the Shark Tank. Fixtures will be confirmed in the coming days, but it looks like being a cracking opening game for your defending league and cup champions, the Solway Sharks. 7th of September, make sure you're there. Ticket details, as I said, from the Sharks website at solwaysharks.co.uk. Game night tickets, great value, but the season tickets as well. All your Sharks games, plus the World Championships. Details from the website. We'll speak to you again soon. This has been the first edition of the Solway Sharks podcast, produced for the Sharks by Marsh 74 Sports. I'm Craig Simpson. Speak to you again soon.